Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
It's been a while since we've heard that, isn't it? Mud and debris flows?
Yeah.
I guess they're possible.
Probably since last Christmas. It's last Christmas week. That's the last time it really rained.
It did. I remember the trend the last couple of years is like it rains in November, December, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, it's been that way. And some heavy rain in November and December, and then January, February, March.
That's it. Spring's here.
That's our climate change. And you see Florida maybe getting a big storm? Florida's, Nicole, it's like they're considering a superstorm or even a hurricane, I guess. Isn't that weird?
It's really late in the year for that.
November 7th. Yeah, I know. They're putting up warnings for people to evacuate certain areas
you think
of
they
Florida.
Will? After seeing what happened in Fort Myers, you think people are going to evacuate this time?
What's that going to do to turnout? The votes tomorrow. No.
Oh, you know, if you don't go and vote because it rains tomorrow, then
that's all it takes for a low propensity voter to say, "That's it, I'm out."
Then you deserve what's coming. All right, you deserve to live in hell. You deserve to have a homeless guy camp out in your living room.
I'm out.
Jesus. It's raining. Oh, get out of here.
I can't get there.
Wilted.
Give me my ballot. I'll give it to a harvester. They can go in the rain.
Oh, the harvesters will be working.
In 1 hour, and only in 1 hour, at about 5:05, we'll open the phone lines for the Hour of Candidates. This has been a long-time tradition on the John and Ken Show. It was invented by our own producer, Ray Lopez. He gets credit for the Hour of Candidates.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know
all
why?
Right, we'll put that on the
he
tombstone.
He gets bugged night and day by spokesholes for everybody running for everything.
Oh, so this...
So he came up with this idea. Let's just lump them all in 1 hour right before the election.
Okay. It's our public service hour.
Plus, he has to screen them.
I don't know if anybody could sit through listening to this, but this is what we do for the public.
You might learn something about a candidate in your area, and you might say, wow, that's a good point.
This is for democracy because we believe in democracy.
So you get 30 seconds.
And this election is about saving democracy.
30 seconds is what you get, and there is a timer on it. So if you're going to get on the air, come prepared. It is first come, first serve.
By the way, why is every other pompous ass running for office prattling about saving democracy? I never heard that before. What the hell are they talking about? This is another like one of those fake, phony, ridiculous issues that woke people are obsessed with.
Oh, Biden's made two speeches on it.
Well,
they think because of the January 6th takeover, we have to fight for democracy. Those people are trying to end our form of government.
People don't want $20 bacon. That's
what
they don't want.
With their brutal takeover. Is that what it costs for bacon?
Once again, you missed the point. I don't know. Cost too much, whatever it is.
Sorry, Deborah Mark. I ate a lot of bacon this weekend because I found a place that really, really, really... I'm very particular about bacon.
I'm sorry.
I don't eat it much, but when it's really good, you can't beat it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Ken.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to take my blood pressure. I think I'll die.
Yeah.
so salty, but just good.
Just eat enough till you pop.
Why does he want to pop?
What does it matter?
Are we really going down this road? The number, take a note of it for the Hour of Candidates, is 1-800-520-1534.
Is there an afterlife?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, when you find out.
I tell you what, you have an exit bag handy, you go and tell us.
Exactly. You let us
know. We need a scout. Who wants to go first?
I'm still intrigued by that acquaintance of yours, a friend of yours that wanted to know all about the exit bag. Never heard of it before.
No. That's a West Coast thing.
There are 5.6 million people registered to vote in L.A. County this election. I never saw this stat before. There's over 6.6 million that actually are eligible, but they're not registered. So there's another million people that don't, they're not signed up. I wonder who they could be. Perhaps immigrants. So far, they're saying about 900,000 people have voted by mail. Another 70,000, that's it, have voted in person, the early voting. That's it. This is L.A. County. L.A. County has 10 million people. I want to point that out. So we may be looking at, they think it's 20% of the vote. However, what if not a lot of people show up tomorrow? And that's all we get is a couple million people voting.
Because it's raining.
That could happen.
Because then it's mostly union workers, and it's going to be all socialists and woke people are going to win.
So the turnout in June was about 30%. So you figure it from there. Maybe it'll be a little higher than that because that was the primary.
I tell you, though, if the plan was to let the city and state decay to the point where everyone gives up hope and then they stop voting entirely, right, and the only people left voting are, like, union fanatics, the plan's worked. They've, like, made everybody give up on democracy and just give up on giving a crap. And when they finally get sick of it, they'll just move.
Move?
Oh, yeah. We were talking to friends over the weekend. They moved to Oklahoma.
Oh.
They're happy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They can do their work from there. Doesn't matter.
I know, but it's still Oklahoma.
They said huge amount of land they got.
Yeah, they just stare out at your land all day. Then what do you do? Oh. Where do you get a good meal?
There's lots of beef there.
But you don't have the choice
a lot
of restaurants.
A lot of great steaks and barbecue. What choice of restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
I go for a cheeseburger every day. Oh, it's
you are. You're plain like you then, I guess.
I don't need restaurant diversity.
There are no vegans in Oklahoma.
Oh, right. I know.
She'd be out of luck.
No, I need to stick with L.A.
Most of the focus tomorrow will be outside of California. There's really nothing that interesting here. Maybe a few congressional races, and as John has pointed out, the L.A. mayor's race. That's about it.
That might be the only vote that I bother with. I just may check.
Oh, you'll skip
box.
The rest of the...
What does it matter?
Those props, no?
All the propositions. Is it something really damaging? I forget.
No, I mean
a bunch of...
Lyft wants to raise taxes for electric cars.
I'm going to vote no on that, definitely.
And what about the sheriff's race?
Oh, yeah, you better vote for Sheriff
V. Yeah, I'm going to vote for the
He's
sheriff.
He's in trouble.
Yeah,
here,
I know.
If you believe the polls.
He needs my vote. Yeah, the sheriff I'm voting for. Caruso I'm voting for. I don't know how you can. I don't know how anybody doesn't vote for Caruso and Villanueva because Villanueva is the only one who did anything tangible about homelessness. Nope. Every other politician did zero, and Villanueva did a lot. And every freaking story I read about Villanueva, it's carping about one thing or another and doesn't even mention all the homeless people, all the encampments that he got off the street. It's just...
You talk about opposite land. He was elected in 2018, and even the New York Times weighed in with a story this weekend. Democrats supported the L.A. sheriff. Now many want him gone. The opposite land is what I mean. What happened in 2020? George Gascon got elected. See, the people in this article are saying, Sheriff Villanueva is not who we thought he was. We thought we were electing another progressive,
they thought,
a good Democrat. And instead, he's out there talking about crime and homelessness.
Oh, yeah. Actually arresting criminals and getting homeless off the street. Yeah, they wanted Sheriff Gascon. That's what they're talking
they
about.
They did want Sheriff Gascon because Villanueva did run. And he admitted it on the air with us that he was going to get ICE out of the prisons, out of the jails.
Hey,
Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And he still stands by that and says he did. They loved that one issue and just ran with it, thinking he's our guy, but they didn't really vet him closely enough to know where his positions on a lot of things like homelessness and crime.
It's also great for a lot of the trendy a-holes in L.A. Who've been pushing all this progressive politics, right?
Yeah.
Until when? Until when Jacqueline Avant got murdered in her house in Beverly Hills. She was the wife of a famous music executive. And she was well-known in all the high-end social circles and philanthropic circles. And suddenly all those people woke up and said, oh, my God, we're next. And now half of them are supporting Caruso. And it was that moment that Jacqueline Avant got killed. Otherwise, they'd be still on the Gascon train. They'd be on the Karen Bass train. And then they realized, if you believe in no bail, if you believe in no sentencing, if you believe in no felonies and letting people out run around on the streets and all their wonderful schizophrenia and drug addiction, one day someone's going to come into your house, even if you have security, even if you have a gun, and they're going to come and shoot you first. And finally, a lot of these left-wing kooks woke up.
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
We'll see if there's enough of them.
Days or weeks later when the mayor's race is finally called. But I think Sheriff V is in trouble. Of course, polls could be dead wrong, right? People that say they're going to vote may not vote. And some people that said they weren't going to vote or didn't bother to answer the polls may show up.
It might rain. And if I go out there, that's right. All the polling centers are outdoors this year. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, they're all outdoors. So
you're going to bring an umbrella and stand there?
You're going to get drenched. There's going to be water up to your kneecaps. Yep.
Wow. And you might get hit by a mutter debris flow.
Who knows?
Wiping out the whole polling place.
All right. Might be a stray thunderstorm. Lightning bolt will hit you right between the eyes just as you're voting. Zoop.
I'm glad you mentioned all that because what a story we got when we come back, like a lightning bolt story. But when we come back, the first thing we're going to do is play the keyword for you. You could win some inflation bonus cash. Stay tuned. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, let's just take a moment to put everything in perspective. Tonight is the Powerball jackpot, John. It's $1.9
billion. Yeah, they did the same scam, right? Saturday? It was no winner.
No winner.
It took how many millions of dollars did they take in and no winner again, huh?
If you have a 1 in 292 million chance of winning, that must mean there's 292 million possible combinations for the winner. It's not spinning
but
out.
How many times do you bet on a lottery that doesn't produce a winner?
Oh, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous game. Since August? They haven't had a winner?
Yeah, I mean, if you get the Powerball, you get $4 back. But sometimes I spent 20 to get $4 back.
Oh, that's a good investment.
So,
who's your advisor?
We now take you to Nevada County. Nevada County, California, up there in the Tahoe National Forest, north of South Lake Tahoe, west of Reno, to give you an idea. 100,000 people in the whole county. The county seat is Nevada City, population 3,114. Why are we talking about Nevada County? This is an unbelievable story. They say that the chances of you, or in this case your house, being struck by a meteor are 1 in a trillion. Well, it looked like it happened. Oh, 1 in 4 trillion. It looks like it happened to a man's house in this rural area of Nevada County on Friday night. Dustin Procida and his wife Jeanette did lose their home in a fire. There is, I don't know if you've seen any of the video images, John?
I've seen, yes.
Of an orange fireball that seems to be flaming by.
Hard to believe. First time I read this, I thought, oh, this is one of those hoax stories.
I thought maybe he had a meth lab and this is his excuse. Just because of his face. Now we have to bow our heads. Deborah Mark. One of the dogs died.
A dog got hit by a meteor?
The dog got caught in the house. The house caught fire. The family has two dogs. One apparently escaped. The other, Tug, apparently passed away in the fire.
Oh.
We don't know. He couldn't get out in time.
Man.
The family was home, but I guess they got out. He and his wife, Dustin and his wife, were in the house. So they watched as, I don't know how far away the firefighters are, but the house is a complete wreck.
As meteors go through the sky, sometimes they're on fire because the friction of hurtling through the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Creates flame.
It is not a certainty yet that it was a meteor, but one of the local police officers said, hey, yeah, flaming ball, fireball, meteor. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. They're pretty sure that's probably what happened.
Wow.
Asteroid, meteorite.
I don't think
one
of
those
heard
two
of
said Captain Josh Miller. He said, I had one individual tell me about it first, and I'm like, okay, I'll put that in the back of my mind. But then more people, two, three, four, started coming in and talking about it because people saw it. It was like 7:30 Friday night, so people may have just been looking up at the sky. Some people had Ring doorbells that picked up the video of the orange ball. I know. What are the chances?
That's amazing. If it turns out true, I mean, they'll figure it out quickly because there'll be some meteor material probably inside the house.
Should he buy a Powerball ticket now? If his chances were 1 in 4 trillion, his house would be hit by a meteor.
Yes, no, I think he should.
No, see, I think the opposite. I think he already had.
Oh, he did make that joke. I should be buying a lottery ticket today.
No, he already won the reverse lottery. You're not going to win both in the same week.
But shouldn't they offset each other in
Absolutely.
A kind way?
Yes, no. This poor dog.
Oh, you heard the dog died.
I did. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, Tug didn't make it out. I know what kind of a dog it was.
That is one of my fears.
Getting hit by a meteor?
No. Something will happen to my house when I'm not home and my dogs will be in there and a fire, even an earthquake, something like that.
Not the husband.
No, I'm talking about the dogs.
Okay.
According to NASA, the Southern Torrids meteor showers are taking place at this time, and the peak is happening, or did happen, I guess this coming weekend.
Well, the circumstantial evidence indicates this really happened.
It seems so.
Yeah.
And in case you didn't know, tonight there is a total lunar eclipse, but you're probably not going to be seeing it with all our clouds here.
No.
In California. The early morning hours on Tuesday.
That's where the moon starts turning red.
Deep blood red.
Yeah. And then it slowly disappears.
Yeah, but that's I don't cool. think you'll see it because we're going to get heavy clouds and you'd have to be in a state where it says the West Coast's best viewing time will be 12:02 a.m. Pacific time.
There was one when I was a kid. I was in fourth grade.
But the true star of the show, 2:16 a.m. it begins.
I had my parents wake me up in the middle of the night. Went out
for
there
a moon eclipse?
He went out there with my Cub Scout binoculars.
Yeah, we always looked at the sun eclipse.
No, the moon eclipse.
Yeah, they never really knew.
That's when they knew there was something wrong with me. I insisted they had to wake me up at 2 in the morning to see an eclipse. I remember doing a report on it for school.
Does it mean anything that it's election day with the blood moon? That there'll be all sorts of bloody violence?
Bloodbath. Means it's going to be a red wave.
I happen to turn on the news Friday night. You know, World News Tonight with the underwear model, David Muir. Story after story was about possible violence at the polls. We have our security expert with more details on violence at the polls. Okay. Will you feel safe voting? Let's get this update. I'm like, what are you kidding me?
Thank you, Mr. Propaganda. Thank you, Mr. Fake News.
They spent 5 minutes on the story.
Yeah, I know. They're just full of it. They just, it's 24/7 now. Just making up story angles that don't exist.
All right, we got more coming up. Don't forget, Hour of Candidates at 5:05. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, you know what's on the way in 30 minutes, don't you, John?
What?
The Hour of Candidates. No?
Yeah, so?
You're not very excited?
Well, we got to see what happens.
All right, so if you are running, in about 30 minutes, we will open up the phone lines. If you get through, you get 30 seconds on the radio, and that's it, to make your pitch for office. We don't want any people running for judges. I guess that's no. Or any of these commissions or committees.
No.
I think they only run in primaries, though. I don't think the committee people run during the November elections.
You know something?
School board's okay, I guess. School board? What do you think of that one? No? Okay. Okay. Town council? That's okay?
I don't know.
Presidents and governors calling? Senators and...
Yeah, I want to hear the governor call, sure. That'd be fun.
Maybe Brian Dolly will get through.
Yeah. Everybody's wondering like how tight the race is or who's winning the race with Caruso and Bass.
Yes.
I noticed a sign today that
you
maybe
did.
Bass is nervous.
Oh, what is it?
She had Kamala Harris come and campaign for her.
I saw that.
They were at UCLA.
On your precious West Side, yes.
Well, I'm thinking there's about 500 races in the House and Senate going on, right?
But nobody wants Kamala Harris, so doesn't that balance it? They don't want her.
No, but she would go to a place where it's tight and there'd be a receptive audience.
Oh, absolutely. That's what right. they did. So, plus, she lives on the west side. So it's like, oh, while you go, this is a chance for you to go home, spend the weekend.
I'm saying,
and while you're there, just say something nice about Karen Bass.
But it's a sign Bass is nervous. You don't.
Oh, they've got to be nervous.
And that the Democratic leadership in Washington is nervous. They don't want to lose a high-profile city like L.A. because they're undergoing a lot of bad publicity for all the bad Democratic crime in all these cities. And if L.A. voters turn on Bass, that's bad news. So they're sending out.
That's why Biden and the Clintons went to New York, because if they lose the governorship there, same thing, it's the crime.
If they lose L.A. City and New York State.
Big blue states, right?
That is a bad stink the next morning. That is something you cannot spray any Febreze on to cover.
Yeah.
That's two dead animals.
Well, again, with the mayor's race, I don't think we'll know tomorrow night or even a day or two after.
No, we won't know, but it's a sign that whatever information Bass is looking at, it's her people are on the phone saying, please send us somebody.
There's somebody at the L.A. County Registrar's Office who sits there at the mail desk and is going to be waiting for those ballots to keep coming in, those mail ballots. Harvested ballots.
Oh, well, you know the L.A. County Registrar, they give hotel rooms to the harvesters the night before.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
That's a nice perk.
Yes, nice presidential suites.
You know what's going on? We love to make fun of another one of these climate conferences. And it's my favorite place. Whenever I go to, I don't know, a Wendy's, a McDonald's, don't you, John, order one of these, a Charmel shake? No?
What?
That's where it's taking place in Egypt. That's the name of the place. You didn't know that? I thought you went to Egypt.
You said Charmel Shake. I thought that was some special at...
Well, that's what I think of when I see the...
Dairy Queen.
when I see the name of the place and... anyway.
Egypt is really polluted.
Well, that's what they have in this big climate conference.
Are they in Cairo? Because anywhere near Cairo? Because Cairo is the most polluted place I've ever seen in my life.
This is the COP27 Climate Summit, and it's Charm L, and then the last word is shake or chic. Shake.
Years ago, a whole family went on a cruise, and one of the stops was Egypt. And we went to a big mosque, right? Historic, beautiful. And there was a little courtyard in the back right on a cliff. And you could walk out on the cliff, and you could get a view of the city down below. And it's the worst air quality I've ever seen. It was one big, massive, black, toxic cloud.
And do you think people in Egypt really care?
Apparently not.
No. So it's a good thing they call it like shake, because it is a shakedown. The U.S. has only provided $7.6 billion of a projected $40 billion, part of a pledged $100 billion from developed countries to help underdeveloped countries deal with climate extremes.
Underdeveloped.
So we've only coughed up $8 billion out of $40 billion. They're coming after us for the money. I don't know where it goes.
Because this is a socialist shakedown. It is.
It is a socialist shakedown.
And that's the root of this, is underdeveloped countries. You're talking about poor countries who never figured out how to make a living. You take the country as a whole, they don't know what to do for work. They don't know how to make anything of value or sell anything of value. And so they're standing there on their island or their dinky little country going, give us your money. Or do we have to?
Well, they think they'll be flooded, right? Don't they think that the oceans will rise in some of these island nations? And
maybe you ought to move.
Well, they like where they live.
Yeah, but it's going to flood.
So and come and help.
And there's no, our. What do you think our billions of dollars are going to do? Build them a big wall?
Yeah, sand.
Yeah, they're going to block off the ocean with a big wall.
A wall and some sand? And
if the ocean's coming in, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
Well, your favorite climate envoy is there, John Kerry. He is the U.S. climate envoy. He is proposing, wait for it, California, a carbon credit program. Businesses and governments in developed countries, wealthy economies, could do a carbon credit program and then use that money to help developing countries cut back on fossil fuels. In other words, buy them off, I guess.
It's a, you know what?
But he's saying it would be voluntary. That's the big thing to know. It would not. So I can't see a lot of companies jumping in on
you
this.
You know what? He's a snake oil salesman. He's like the Dr. Oz of climate change, all right? He's got some complicated idea that is not going to – it all comes down to the same thing, shaking down rich countries for billions of dollars and giving it to countries that can't figure it out.
We can all have gas prices like California then, $7.50 a gallon or whatever, because that's what happened here. That's part of the reason we have high gas prices. It's the carbon credit program, the carbon trading.
You know,
same reason.
You know what? Michael Schellenberger had a great piece that he wrote, because apparently Greta Thunberg is still around spouting off nonsense. And
she gets no coverage anymore, though.
She went. No, she was at a big audience.
They moved on past her.
Yeah, I know. But she had a big audience in London among climate activists.
Yeah.
And she was telling him that you have to overthrow the whole capitalist system responsible for imperialism, oppression, genocide, racist, oppressive, extractionism. Extractionism.
Wow.
No more fossil fuels. And Schellenberger points out that the whole capitalist system, including fossil fuels, has allowed for the average life expectancy of humans to rise from 30 to 70 years of age. The whole capitalist system produces larger food surpluses than any other system in human history, and it's resulted in declining greenhouse gas emissions in developed nations over the last 50 years because technological innovation powered by the capitalist system leads to innovations that reduce greenhouse gases. But, of course, that doesn't get publicized. What gets publicized is these little itty-bitty annoying countries. And they act like parasites, and they're kicking the shins, biting the ankles of profitable countries, capitalist countries, and say, hey, give me some of that money. Give me some of that money.
Well, they think you use all the coal because that's what makes your economy powerful, and you're destroying the planet by using all your fossil fuels. What about us? We don't use as much as you.
Planet's not destroyed, so the whole premise is absurd.
We're on our way.
They're not on their way.
We're on our way to being destroyed.
They have to move.
No, we're all going down.
He writes, free markets have lifted millions out of poverty, liberated women, and protected the environment. And that's the truth.
If we liberate billions more, that'll be it. The planet will be too hot and flooded.
You know, November 15th, you know what's going to happen?
What?
The 8 billionth person. Somebody will be born on the November 15th, just 8 days away.
They know the date?
They will be, that's what they claim. They claim they've calculated.
They have the number of women that are about to give birth, and they know?
That's right. Somebody is going to be the 8 billionth person.
Do they get a prize?
And somebody said to me the other day, that's too many people. And I go, well, who should we call out then? You have a list?
But you like to say there's plenty of room.
Oh, there's plenty of room.
We all just pack into cities. It's ridiculous.
But some people get upset. Like 8 billion people, that's too many people. It's like, oh, really? Well, who should go? How many do you want to kill?
Most of the globe is water. Most of the globe is
there's plenty of room. There's plenty of resources. We certain countries just mismanage everything.
Or Elon Musk takes us to Mars and we can start there all over again. All right, Hour of Candidates ahead at 5 o'clock. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, the Hour of Candidates is what we do. 5 o'clock, the night before, big election. You call 1-800-520-1534. If you're running for office, you get 30 seconds. It's first come, first serve. No back lines, no VIPs. John, no Rick Caruso. No?
No, Caruso can come through the back line, yes.
Did you invite him?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
You
call
going to his party?
I don't call anybody. Okay. Can I tell you that my social schedule is no longer publicized?
You sometimes come on the air and talk about what you did the night before in your social schedule.
Well,
so
in the past tense.
Oh, right. You're not going to preempt your appearances.
Correct.
All right. He's having a big party tomorrow night at the Grove, though, for his... I don't know. There's going to be a lot to celebrate because I don't think we're going to know. But I guess who's ever ahead on election night can say, I won.
That's what Trump does.
Maybe we should just cut it off there. That's it. Stop with your damn mail votes. It come 5 days later.
That's
two weeks later?
A month later?
Takes a month. Oh, at the post office, I guess it's possible. use those ballot drop boxes.
I'm never going to trust mail-in systems. Never.
No. Well, we got a dog story from Deborah Mark.
Mm.
A Garden Grove police dog helped grab a carjacking suspect. Jumped through the window of a car this morning. 7 a.m., there's a carjacking? Boy, carjackers don't care. They'll just take cars now day or night, won't they? Responding officers learned that the suspect had taken the car by force, although they don't think they used a weapon. I guess they just looked mean and grabbed a hold of the, threw the person out. They chased the driver, eventually used a pit maneuver. The driver, a 35-year-old man, refused to surrender, so they sent the canine in. Do we know this dog's name? I guess we don't.
No.
The dog jumped into the driver's side window. Oh, the guy that... I see a picture of him here that carjacked the car. Man, it looks like a homeless guy. After a brief struggle, the suspect pushed the canine out of the window, but that dog jumped right in again.
Yes, he did. Or maybe it was a she.
Yeah, eventually an Orange County Sheriff's Department deputy intervened to help the dog. The driver put the car in reverse, but he eventually was pulled out and taken into custody. I don't think the dog was hurt. That's the only thing. I mean, you don't object to this, Deborah Mark, because the dog could get killed.
I know. I
dogs don't volunteer for police work. They're just...
They don't, but they are treated very well. And I think that's a big part of it.
They seem to like it, though.
They're treated well, and I think they like going after the bad people.
When they have a chance to bite a bad guy in the crotch, they always go for it. They never shy away.
No.
That's their training, and dogs take the training.
I think they figure out what's going on.
But, this dog could have gotten hurt. I feel bad, though.
I think they have an instinct to know what a bad guy smells like.
Well, I think they're just told by their handler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
with
they,
a command, go.
They, but they know there's a good
subdue.
Reason.
Subdue. I don't know what the word is.
You know, some dogs
bite penis.
Some dogs know when their owner is sick.
Yes,
and
depressed. I've
and
heard.
Depressed. Yeah. So I think they pick up a vibe. They pick up, and I think bad guys smell funny.
Oh, that's a new one.
They forget their deodorant.
Well, they're dirty, unwashed. You know, they're street thugs.
Crime has a smell.
Crime definitely has a smell. Oh, if you have a break-in, right, you smell the guy first.
I can't say it's happened to me. I haven't had a break-in, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll see.
Is that what people... I hope I don't see.
Well, you'll smell the guy before you hear him.
Is that right?
Well, what if he wears a lot of cologne? Well, I guess you would smell the cologne.
That's right. You can't cover up the smell of crime.
Yeah, because criminals don't bathe, so they don't really conform to any...
Right. Exactly right. You think they take a shower before they come over? No. It's been all week.
All right, we're there. The 5 o'clock hour, the night before a big vote, is here. It is the hour of candidates, the one and only on the John and Ken Show. You'll hear a little intro play when we come back from the news. That'll give you the information you need, including the phone number, which is 1-800-520-1534. You'll get 30 seconds to give us your spiel. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.